genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
You know, as we're talking about the assault on the First Amendment by the government, you know, trying to use RICO statutes to silence those that don't buy into the whole the sky is falling notion from Chicken Little and the climate change believers, the Al Gorists, if you will. You know, while the government's doing that, you have other problems, of course, in the world of free speech. Free speech is under assault more today in America than it ever has been in my lifetime, I can guarantee you that. Because let's take, for example, Facebook and Twitter. I know a couple of friends that have been banned from Facebook because they had strong opinions, not because they used foul language or graphic images, because they had strong opinions about politics and they were just shut down. Facebook, to me, should be, by law, you know, pretty well unbiased. I mean, if we're going to make laws, let's make laws that protect free speech, not those that shut it down. Justin Danhoff is the general counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, as well as the director for the center's Free Enterprise Project. Justin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
I bring this to, you know, we're having this conversation about free speech today. It's going to be kind of the theme this hour. But I look at the people that I know that are on Facebook and they get shut down, and then we look at, you know, the left-leaning Mark Zuckerberg, I suppose. Because they are anti-conservative, as are all of these social media places, from what I can tell. The ones that are big and important, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, all lean left. Am I right or wrong about that?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And so that's why I confronted Mark Zuckerberg over the issue, because what's been going on, specifically with Facebook, is for years now, conservative individuals and organizations have known, at least anecdotally, right, that there's a biased playing field when it comes to which posts are allowed and essentially what is going on Facebook's platforms. That was anecdotal until there was a brave whistleblower who was a former employee of Facebook who came out and in an interview with Gizmodo last month put truth to the anecdotes and said, yes, of course there's an anti-conservative bias going on at Facebook. And this individual specifically worked in their news curation platform. That is where, you know, they have algorithms that decide when a story is trending enough, it goes up on the trending news feed on the Facebook website. Well, then the human liberal element at Facebook would come in if the algorithm would deem a conservative story or a story from a conservative website worthy of going up on that feed. And the human liberal element would take it down and replace it with a story that fit their far-left worldview. And so after this happened, of course, the company quickly comes to its own defense, and they do a self-examination, so to speak, and say, oh, no problem here, no bias, the report's false, we're doing nothing wrong. And then they self-selected a few conservative individuals to come to a summit. They told those individuals nothing wrong, and they thought the issue was over with. Well, you know, after that summit, I still collected dozens and dozens and dozens of examples of continuing anti-conservative bias going on at Facebook.
Now, hold on, Justin. You mean that, hold on, they brought you together, sat you in a room, you know, fed you lunch, patted you on the head, and told you everything was going to be okay, and sent you on your way and expected you to just believe it?
Well, a lot of conservatives did. I wasn't in that meeting because, trust me, I'm too much of a firebrand. They wouldn't want me there, which is why I went to the shareholder meeting. And because, like I said, a lot of conservatives in the press after that summit left that meeting and said everything's hunky and dory and Facebook's doing things just fine. And so, like I said, I collected dozens of stories after the fact and presented them to Mark Zuckerberg. And I said, look, this is continuing evidence of bias. And there's lots of evidence of bias. Again, it doesn't just have to do with which stories you select for the news feed. It has to do with, let's see, how those stories are characterized. So, for example, Patricia Heaton, the famous actress from Malcolm in the Middle and then now the TV show The Middle, she tweeted something positive about a crisis pregnancy center. Well, when Facebook deemed that actually worthy enough to reach their news feed because it was trending on Twitter and everywhere else and on Facebook, they write, Patricia Heaton tweets anti-abortion message. So, you know, the bias can come in lots of different ways. And, of course, deleting conservative posts isn't part of their news feed either, but that's another evidence of bias. And so I asked
him
exactly what affirmative steps the company is actually taking to combat this bias, to be more transparent with conservative organizations and conservative individuals, because when a post gets taken down, all you see is violated community standards.
What does that mean? Well, and I'm going to use a quick example here because I want people to understand how far this can go some days, because people will understand this. We live in Michigan. Michigan is a big hunting state. Oftentimes, if somebody puts up a picture of themselves hunting or with a deer or something like that, it gets taken down because that offends those on the left. You know, the vegans and vegetarians and those on the left in that discussion can't handle it. That's how far this goes, Justin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There was one group who put up two exact videos that were identical, made two web pages. One was called Stop Israel, and one was called Stop Palestine. And they put identical content. And guess what? When it was brought to Facebook's attention, the Stop Palestinian page was removed, and the Stop Israel page was left up. You know,
and promoted. All right, Justin. I'm out of time, my friend. Great conversation, though. Real quickly, where can people find out more about what you're writing and talking about and get informed?
Yeah, nationalcenter.org. Track us down on Facebook and Twitter as well, and we'll see how long our stuff stays up there.
There you go. Justin, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, it's Wednesday. Good time to talk about that as we head for the 4th of July and talk about liberty and freedom and what America means to you and I. The freedom of speech is paramount. It's pivotal. It is the actual foundation of this nation. It's Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show.